The president of the National Association of Graduate Teachers, NAGRAT, Chris Adaifuku, has stated that members of NAGRAT are on strike because they realize that the numerous negotiations and meetings are not yielding much result. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Adaifuku said they want something concrete and not just promises. He spoke to Abraham Asare.
We have had a series of meetings. We wrote to the Ministry of Education and the Fair Wages and Salaries Bill, telling them our dissatisfaction about all that has happened regarding the implementation of the single sign pay policy. It has brought a lot of disparities between us and other public sector workers instead of bridging the gap. And that is creating a whole lot of problems for us. We have met on many occasions. It has always been the song of the Minister of Education that the president is a teacher himself. They are committed to solving the problem, but we have not seen concrete evidence of how the problem is going to be solved. We want the government to put pen to paper and agree with teachers that this is how much, this is the package I have for you. The president himself being a teacher, this is what I, as president of this country, being a teacher, I have for teachers.
You are a leader of NAGRAT. You've been through all the negotiations with Fair Wages and Salaries Commission until now, but you did not know what you're going to receive and that you were not that happy with it until your members began to complain and agitate for better single spine.
Truly speaking, if I want to talk about the mess that has been created by controlling accountant general, as far as this immigration was concerned, but I think it's low. I don't want to talk much about it. As we speak right now, the professional allowance that people were quantificating that they had consolidated, clearly it has come out that it was not consolidated.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Education, Mrs. Betty Moldidrisu, has expressed surprise at NAGRAT's decision to go on strike. She said her sector is doing everything possible to make sure that the problem with the salaries of teachers is adequately solved. Mrs. Moldidrisu, however, pleaded with NAGRAT to reconsider its decision since students will be affected.
I'm very surprised by their decision, and that they should know that this is not part of the process. They are trying to derail the process. They are aware that we have spoken several times. They are aware of the moves government is making. If government had refused to talk to them or had not called them, then I would understand their agitation. You agitate so you will get attention, so that we would sit at the table with you. We haven't even really started the nitty-gritty of the negotiation. Then you go ahead and call a strike. Why? It's the poor, innocent children that you are harming. These are children who are preparing for their BECs and their SS exams. I'm very shocked at this action, and I mince no words in telling the NAGRAT leadership my peace of mind. I have convened a meeting at 12 noon with the entire technical team to sit down with government to form a formal negotiation. I would have wished that at the end of that meeting, if we cannot reconcile, then you say you are going on strike. I know perfectly well what is going on around the country, and that is why I keep on appealing to them as the leaders of their associations that they should tell the associations exactly what is going on.
The chief executive of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, says he's also surprised since discussions with stakeholders are ongoing to find a solution to the problem. He said the issue with differences in allowances is what brought about the single spine salary structure in the first place.
I'm surprised that they've declared a strike action. I will also add my word to the Honorable Minister that we are appealing to them. This is a major issue that nobody can take for a ride. The last stakeholder meeting that we had, that was last month, we've known all the allowances, move into the Bureau Service Classification, and now begin having those discussions within the service classification. That was the decision of the stakeholder meeting last month. We, as Fair Wages and Commission, have now come back, doing all the analysis, because we need to do financial analysis and everything. We are now doing all this analysis and then call for the negotiations. And that's exactly what we are doing. Teachers have all along not enjoyed any allowance. Until even last year, teachers were the only institution that we introduced an allowance to, that is a professional allowance. They didn't even have the professional allowance until last year. And we knew it was a category one allowance. We also knew that the teachers will enjoy other allowances. So all we are saying is that let's move into this new phase immediately. Let's hold those discussions. Let's look at allowances that teachers deserve. Let's introduce those allowances to them. And that solves the problem.
Chief Executive of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, talking to Abraham Asare.